Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'ariv, believing the laws of the lender and the borrower in the Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgment. We continue the halachas of ribbis, which interest, which definitely applies to loans, charging more than how much the lent money was. Where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding setting a price for a payment from the beginning. As Rambam gives halacha alaf regarding paying from the beginning when the product is later on. So, ein paiskin ala peidus. We don't set a price on produce to give it at a later point in time for this and this amount, even if it goes up in price in the interim, and he gives him money from the beginning, until the market price has been established. If the market value has come out, then you can set a price, because even if the seller, so to speak, the borrower, who's getting the money, does not have these payers, yesh lazeh, someone else does have them, and it's as if he has it. So therefore the sale is taking effect right away, and therefore even the goy who goes on a price is going on a price for the loikech, for the buyer. So again, there's no problem about any element of like a loan of money and ribbis. It's like the purchase was done. Case of house, so if let's say the market price for wheat was established in the marketplace about a bo son basella, for a saw of wheat you could purchase for a seller. He's a paiskin, my almis, and so he could set a price for him for 100 saw, and according to that ratio of 4 to 1, b'nes l'chamish v'esim salam, he gave him 25 salam for the 100 saw. B'mitin loy mei yasa shachitim, and if he gives him 100 saw of wheat, achar zman, at a later point in time, b'eishi yu achitim saw b'sela, when the price dramatically went up in price, where now, for a seller, you only get 1 saw, not 4, imiz ribis kal. That's not ribis at all, where seemingly that would be ribbis because he's getting so much more for his money now that the market value is so much higher. No, it's not a ribbis. Even though the seller didn't even have wheat when he set the price, because at least there was a shar kavu b'shuk, at least the market value is out there, and it was like the sale was done already. Now, b'med v'mum, when we say this, that you cannot set a price until the market price has gone out, is only if the seller didn't have anything from that species, when he set a price with him. And therefore, it didn't come to the domain of the buyer, because there's nothing for the sale to take effect on, because he doesn't have from that species, and there's no even shar b'shok. And if it goes up, he's going to give him, according to how much the price they had set up, comes out that he's giving him much cheaper because of the fact that he gave him money earlier on. That's a problem about ribbis. Now, avol, but if let's say the seller did have from that species enough according to that the amount of money that the buyer was paying for, although the work has not yet been finished, which we're going to explain in the next halacha, it is a mutalif sigalav. You could already set a price in it. Even though there's no market price that's been set yet, because since he has, there's no ribbis, because now it's already bought by the buyer, and if it goes up, it went up in the domain of the buyer, and even though he didn't do meshicha, even when he doesn't have, it's not even a rabbinic, and therefore when he has, we're not going to make any such gzer. So let's say this seller, he's from the first of all those who are harvesting, but he has, even though no one else has, he could set a price for his wheat, even though it's still in a pile, so it's still missing two activities, he has to thresh and he has to winnow, that's okay, as we're going to explain that. He could have set a price, even though he's the first one making wine, but he's got wine, right away when the grapes were harvested, and the yitn ba'avad, and it was placed into the receptacle, into the vat. Vala shemen, he could set a price on oil, once the alves are put into its vat. Vala sid, and on lime, when it was already submerged in the furnace. So he could also set a price for earthenware vessels, when the potter already made beitzim shalem, which are these small round balls that they make. Now, but imagine, remember, when we say that he cannot set a price until the potter makes these balls of the pottery, is b'shoya afarim, if the earth of the kli cheres that was made from was lovan, was white earth, which is not so common, of lafam shacha, but actually black earth, and then you could set a price for the vessel made from it, even though he didn't even make them yet, even though he doesn't have those balls, because that's found everywhere. And therefore, av pishen lezed, that's svar that we said, when like the shar is kavua, even though he doesn't have, yesh lezed, someone else has, so it's like he has it. That's why he also set a price for him regarding fertilizer for all year round. Where Av Bishayim Lezevel, even though he doesn't have manure, but Mneishu Matzatam, again, it's always found that therefore the sale could be done, even though he doesn't have it. Now, halacha base qualifies what we just said. So if you have it, what's considered have it? It's that if you're, even though there's something still missing in the production of malacha achas Hashem, one or two malachas, one or two activities, then like we said, you could go ahead and set a price on it. But hayim mechus shalish malachas, but if you're missing three activities, three stages in the production, in the price, then you cannot set a price. It's not considered like you have it. Unless you have that other variable, like we said, unless the market value has gone up. Because shekivin shemechus shalish malachas, since you're missing three elements of the production, it's like as if you don't have from that at all, and therefore then you cannot set a price like we said until Yotza Ashar. As if it's not even here in the world yet. So Rama explains. So Gadish, let's say you have a pile of grain, Shemachusr, that you're still lacking Hanocha B'Shemesh Yibesh, putting it in the sun that it should dry up, Vidisha and threshing, Vizuria and winnowing, saying in the price, you cannot set a price on that. Emkin Yotza Ashar, unless the market value has already gone out. Hayyavish, let's say it was dry, but you're only missing threshing and winnowing, and then basically, love, then you could set a price. That's considered that you have already. These round eggs of the pottery, which was missing shaping, and drawing, and taking the furnace, and burning it, and taking it out, and basically, you cannot set a price on that. It's not like you have it. But they were dry. Is only lacking just bring it to the furnace and burning it, well, then basically, you could set a price on that. But Bahu stipulated that is that the buyers, they always take it out from the furnace. So you're not missing that as a step that the seller still has to do. But if the seller was the one that would take it out of the furnace, so you're missing three steps. Therefore you cannot set a price on that until the market value has been established. But it was interesting like that. Like we said, if you have, it means to say that you're not missing more than two malachas. Halacha Gimel continues regarding a product at a later point in time with an unspecified quantity. So if someone's going to milk his goats, to shear the wool of a sheep, to take down the honeycomb from the beehive, his friend finds him and he tells him, look, he says, I'll offer you a deal. Whatever milk I'm going to milk from my goat, this machalach is sold to you. And he set a price, a generic price for him, and the buyer paid the monies. Or whatever I'm going to share the wool from my sheep are sold to you. Whatever I'm going to take down from the honeycomb is sold to you. It's a mutter, that's permitted, because since he's accepting the losses if it is soured or if it is ruined, less than the amount that he gave him, so that's karv l'schar ulhafsin. He's not only gaining, but also losing. So even though he's giving him money now, he's only getting the product later, but that's equal, you know, potential for gain or loss. That's not a problem about akribis. But if he tells him, he told him, now he was specific. He says, this and this amount that I'm going to milk from my goats. Now, there wasn't yet a shar yet. There wasn't a market value yet. Is machalach b'kach b'kach is sold to you, but this and this. Oh, mashir chili gaizes, oh, that's that my sheep are the shearing. I'm going to get kach b'kach. Is machalach b'kach b'kach is sold to you this and this amount. So he's telling him a quantity and the price. And mashir givati yodhi kach b'kach, and this said, I'm going to take down from the honeycomb this amount of honey. Is machalach b'kach b'kach is sold to you this and this amount. So that's also, that's forbidden, because here he's giving him a cheaper price because of the money that he's prepaying him. And that's going to be considered a problem about ribbis. Elam king, pasik make a shash of shuk, unless he set for him with, according to the market value, because it was like that. Again, that's like as if he already has it, and if it's not a problem, as it's like the sale's already done, that wouldn't be a problem about a loan and getting more because of a cheaper price that he's giving right now. Alach Adalat continues with the market value that you could set a price on from paying in the beginning. So, ain paiskin ala shar shal yaris. You cannot set a price based on, which we said, if the shar, if the market value has gone out, if it's that based off towns. And the reason nishein hashar kavua, there the price is not permanent. So it does not have the qualification like, oh, this is the price, and like as if it's done already. Because it fluctuates. Ala shar shal medina, only regarding the set price that you have in the large cities. Now, hoyachit machadosh is b'medina, if the new wheat in the large cities was arba son besela, was selling for 4 saw asela. If you shun this in the old ones, was selling for shalish besela, 3 saw for asela. So in place can that sheyitza hashar lochadish v'liyashan. So you cannot set a price until you have a set price for the new wheat and for the old wheat, because as long as there's still a discrepancy between this the old and the new, so the price is not yet permanent and it's going to change in a small amount of time to be one price for the new and for the old. And therefore, it's like, in this case, like a yaris, like the small towns, which you cannot set a price because it's not permanent yet. Now, moreover, hayichidin shel kaitis. So let's say the wheat of the gatherers, which are the poor people that they gather, whatever's left over. For arbason besela, which again, the old wheat is better than the new wheat. And in this case, so to the gatherers, they have the more inferior quality. So they sell for 4 saw for a sela. Vishal balabais, but a regular homeowner, he's shalish, you only get 3 saw for a sela. So paisik lala kaitis kashala kaitis. You could set a price for the gatherers according to the market value of the gatherers, because that is a set price, because we presume that it's not as good quality, and it's not going to have the same price as the grain of the balabais. But you cannot set a price for the homeowner of 4 saw sela, which is like that of the lakaitis, because we presume generally that of the balabais is going to be higher quality, is going to have to pay more. Meaning, if regarding 3, that you could set, because that is a set price, that's not going to change together with the change with the price of lakaitis. But for that of 4 saw sela, that's ashik v'hashal balabais, that's until you get a permanent market value for that of the homeowner. In other words, if it happens that it becomes permanent, that they're also selling for saw sela, like lakaitis, then you could go ahead, but up until then, that does not have it considered as a yotza hashar. Halacha hei. Kim shenik ba'ashar. So once the market value has been established, muta lipsik al hashar ha'kavaya. Then you could go ahead and set a price on a high rate of exchange. In other words, of produce, which means to say you're going to get a cheaper price. So let's say the wheat was being sold. 4 saw and besela. 4 saw for a sela. Now he made up with him that he's going to give him the wheat at a later point in time. If it goes down, like according to the cheaper price. So if it ends up being that the price is later, saw and besela, it's much cheaper. You can get 10 saw for a sela. So he gives him 10 saw. Like the market value that was at that time in the marketplace. Because he had set up with him that he's going to give him at a high rate of exchange. There's no problem about ribbis because right now he could buy from other people at this high rate with the monies that he has. Now, but let's say he gave him the money without specifying anything. But he did not set with him he's going to get a high rate of exchange. But who's then it goes down the price? He only gives him the market value that it was worth when he gave him the monies, which was a much more expensive rate. Meaning he's going to have to be paying more. He's going to get less, a low rate of exchange. And Umisha Chaz, whoever backs out, Mikabel Misha Pada has to accept the curse of whoever paid and now is backing out. Because this was already set. Now, but when we say this, that if he did not set with him by Shar Gavaya, he has to give him the Shar that was worth when he set the price, it's B'Paisikal Da'asasma. If only we're setting the price for himself. Avon Hoy Shleich Lachem, but if he's an agent for other people, Bein Amaych or Bein Alkeich, whether for the seller or the buyer, then it only takes according to the lower market value. Or gives him back his money. And he does not have to accept the curse of a Mishapar backing out if this was done by the mistake of the agent. Because the one who sent him could say, I sent you to make things better for me, to remedy it. I was not to make it worse. And you should have specified to say that we're going to get at the high rate of exchange if it goes down the price. Like we explained this in the first paragraph, that the agent who makes a mistake, whatever it is, whether Karak Matadlin, you could back out from that. Halacha Vav continues with a getting off from the price because of prepaying. So hayachitim nimkaris, if the wheat was being sold for arba saw and besela, 4 saw for a seller, v'notla sadamim, and the seller took the monies, v'nosan loy, or the girsa should be v'yitin loy, in other words, on the condition that he's going to give him at that point, chamesh besela, that he's going to give him at that point, yeah, cheaper, 5 saw for a seller. So im yesh loychitim, if he has wheat, it's just somewhere else. So muta, that's permitted, because like we said, since he has it, so it's like it's sold right now for the cheaper rate. But let's say he didn't have any wheat of his own. It's just he was owed wheat by someone else. But not lamois. Now he takes the money, until he will collect his wheat from whoever was the meat, and then he's giving it to the buyer. Also, that's forbidden. Why? Because he doesn't have collection on it yet. Therefore, we're going to sell. It's like it's not here at all. But it's like setting a time for him. And he's going to give him, for the money that he's giving, it's like a loan, and he's going to give him back more. He's giving cheaper, and he should keep it because he's giving him on credit. Again, that's going to be a problem about Avak Ribbis. Halacha Zayin. Hayachitim b'medina. If the wheat in the cities, in the larger cities, was arba saw b'sela, was the price of 4 saw for a seller. U'bakfarim, now in the villages, it was cheaper. You could buy 6 saw for a seller. So Hariza Mutalitin sell a targa. A person could give a seller to a merchant, Kadesha Yavi, Sheshto in Minakva, that he should bring him the six sa from the villages. When I could turn for ribis, where he's making it cheaper because he's giving him the money earlier. It's not true because the pears are available in the villages and there's already a market value. So it's as if he's selling it to him now for the cheaper price. And therefore, that's why the buyer has to accept responsibility for the journey. As we say, as long as it's in the property of the buyer, that if it gets lost in the road or if it gets stolen, it's a loss for him. So it's like, yeah, because the sale was already done then. It's not like as if he's getting more for the delay for what he's getting, which would be like avak ribas. But a distinguished personality is not allowed to do this, again, because we hold him to a higher standard. It shouldn't look like he's doing anything wrong, which it does look like it's a little bit of a ribbis thing. Now, regarding other types of merchandise, asur l'chalad, that's forbidden for everyone, not shal atan chashav. The fish ain't min yischadim tzurin kaperis, because other types of merchandise are not so commonly found like produce, and they're only permitted by payers because it's commonly found, so it's like it's a done deal already. But with other merchandise, it looks like you're getting back more than what you paid for over here because of the delay, and that would look like some type of a ribis. Halacha ches. Hachamarim shenichnasu le'ir, regarding the donkey drivers that they came into town, v'arechitim, now the wheat is going for arba asor b'sela, four sof b'sela. But a zilu, but these donkey drivers go cheaper, umachru l'makidehem, and they sell for those who recognize them, olisav sedeim, or to their helpers, chamesh b'sela, they give them, you know, instead of four sof, they give them five sof for a sela. B'moy shenitlem t'chila, for the monies that they gave them initially, kishikon shle'ir, when they came into town, so that paying back the monies that they gave them when they came into town, which was like a loan, up until they opened up their sacks and they sell the wheat, and these guys gave them the moment they come into town, came until they opened up their sacks, that they're selling to every single person, that's permitted. Why isn't that a problem about avak ribis? They're prepaying them so that when he comes later and he starts selling, they're going to get five sell for a sellout. That seems to be ribis on the money that they prepaid. No, it's not a problem. Because these sellers, the donkey drivers, are not selling them cheaper because they give them monies in the beginning that they're only taking a later point in time, which that would be like avak ribis. No, it's only because they let them know what the market price is, and they use system, and they support them, and they give them whatever they need for food and this and that. So therefore, that has nothing to do with any element of prepaying to a loan. They're giving them more simply because they helped them. So it's not because of prepaying. Halacha tes, regarding an immediate product and paying at a later point in time. So someone is transporting his produce from one place to another place, meaning he buys cheap and sells high. And Mitzor Chaveder, his friend, finds him, Vamalein, tells him, look, I know you're traveling to that faraway city where, you know, you could sell for a higher price. Tnimli, give me your items on the loan. He says, in that place where you're going to, I have payers there. Why schlep it? Give me what you have over here. Let me do what I could do with them. And I'll give you, when you get to that place, the same amount of produce. So im yeshlisham, if that guy has over there that same produce, some of this can be permitted because since he has it there in the more expensive place, so it's like it's already the buyers right now. It's like the sellers, it was exchanged right now, and he has it. There's no offset. Now vimlav, if he doesn't have us, it's forbidden because essentially it's for the profit of waiting to be paid that he gives it to him in the more expensive place. So if it's worth here four and worth there six, and I'm giving you now this four, and you give me later, and you don't have it right now, so I'm getting six for the four. That's like a ribis. If he was transporting merchandise from one place to another place, Amalein tells him, namely, look, give it to me, and I'll give you its value, the way it's worth in that place. So meaning, he says, look, you it's worth four over here, and you want to go there for six, don't worry, I'll give you the value of six. So if it was in the possession of the seller until he reaches over there, in other words, that the responsibility of the merchandise is on the seller, so then mutter, that's permitted. Why? Because there's no real loan until it's sold. Whatever it's sold at the expensive price was from the original owner. Now, but it was in the domain of the buyer, also that's going to be forbidden because right now the merchandise is like a loan to him. And when he gives him afterwards the monies, the higher price, so that's like a ribis. So therefore, it depends on how you're arranging this, if that's going to be a loan or a sale. A loan's going to be problematic, but a sale, that's going to be okay. And therefore, that's going to be permitted. It depends on when it's activating. If it's now till then, that's a loan. But if it's then, it was in the Shus HaMeicher till he sold it, so fine. So then there was no loan over here at all regarding any of this monetary value. Halacha Yud continues with buying payers that continue to develop. So someone gives it to the owner of a garden, these 10 cucumbers he pays him for, or these 10 melons. And now, they're small. Now he stipulates with him, so I'm paying you now, when they mature, then you'll give it to me. Here's what that's permitted. Why? Because he leaves it and they grow on their own without any additional work from the seller. So it's growing in the domain of the buyer. In contrast, the case of the in Perek Ches, Halacha Hey, in the case of the payers of a pardis, where there still have to be worked on, and the seller is doing work for free, and it's a loss to him, so therefore that's like there's element of ribbis over there, in contrast over here. We look at Tzatzim Atik Hashem Gitanim, and moreover, another second point, if he would cut them now when they're small, nothing else will come in its place, and that's the contrast of the case of milk, where even though it comes on its own, and it doesn't require any work, but milk that comes later is not coming from the original milk. And if you would milk it now, other milk would come. But here, regarding the cucumbers and the melons, when you sell it now small, it's going to be the same melons as it was now, and it's happening by itself. Something like this, where it's no loss and no deficiency for the seller, if he sells it early, fine, no ahead. He leaves it and nothing else would have been able to come of it. He doesn't have to do any extra work. So it's like it's sold right now, and therefore whatever's going to be increased is going to be increased in Rishus Lekeach and nothing to do with the Meicher. So it's not like as if he's getting a loan for the monies and there's only getting back later the product, which is more than what he paid for, and it's like a ribbis. No, he's not doing anything. He's uninvolved. Never that would be permitted. No problem about even avak ribbis.